Happy birthday, bestie. Come in, come in. You want anything? A snack, a beverage? The fridge is stocked for your party tonight. You're good? Okay. Well, I've spent all morning sending "you better be there" texts to our friends, so they better be there. Fortunately, I am very scary, and everyone knows that they better listen to me if they know what's good for them. I wish that was true. Anyway, how do you feel? God, you're so old now. You're like so much older than me. It's insane. Or like a month older than me. Wow. What's it like being an old man, huh? Should I start calling you Unk? Okay, no. I think that you look dashing regardless of your age. And I mean that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so million-dollar question is, do you want your present now or after the party? Now? Are you sure? All right, Mr. Impatient, give me a sec. Wait right here and don't move, okay? Okay, you can do this. I am powerful and strong and hot and very sexy and... Okay. Oh my gosh, this is actually insane. What if he flips out? This is crazy. Oh. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's sexy. It's fun. He'll like it. I think. I hope. Oh, God. I hope. Yeah, just one second. Don't come in. I'm almost ready. Oh, I almost forgot the ears. Okay. Oh, I do look kind of cute. All right, let's do this thing. Okay, ready? Don't laugh. Promise? Okay. Ta-da! What do you think? I'm, a bunny girl. Do you like it? I went out and got it for you. To wear. It's your birthday present. It's cute, right? Like, look at the butt. I love the cut of the bodysuit down my ass. It's so cheeky. And the tail, I was like, oh my God, shut up. This is adorable the second I saw it. Can you say something though, please? You think I look amazing? Really, do you mean it? Thank you. Huh? What do you mean, what's the point of it? Well, like, why did I go out and buy myself a bunny girl outfit for your birthday? Well, you know, it's kind of a weird story. Don't hate me for it, please. And you're probably gonna laugh, maybe. So obviously you've had kind of a rough go of it recently, with your ex being a dumb bitch and dealing with some other drama at work, and you're just like the sweetest and funniest and cutest, and no one has been recognizing it as much as they should. And, well, I don't like when you're sad. So one day when you were in the throes of your post-breakup depression, remember, I came over and I found you in your robe eating plain white rice, rewatching Dexter over and over, even though the last season is so bad and not even worth a first watch. That was bleak. And a cry for help like that, well, it was something I'd never seen before, let alone from you. And I made your friends take you out to a baseball game so you'd shower and get some sunlight on your skin. And while you were gone, I offered to tidy up your place a little and You know, when I tell this story, I realize what a good friend I really am. Anyway, I was picking through all of your slop, we'll say. It had gotten a bit messy and, well, one thing led to another and I kinda sorta opened up your laptop. Yeah, don't be mad, don't be mad. And, one might say that porn, like hentai, immediately started blaring out of the speakers. No, I'm not trying to embarrass you. Look at me, I'm dressed in a bunny girl outfit, okay? I'm the one who's gonna be embarrassed. But I was about to close your computer, but well, I couldn't help but see all of the tabs had like the same few words, free use bunny girl. And I was like, whoa, all of them? Every single one? And they were all like illustrations or doujins or literally hentai that I'm assuming you had saved in your files. And well, in most of them, they were offering their mouths and pussies and even their butts to be used, like however the guy wanted. So, is it hot in here? You know, they act like they want to be that way more than anything, and that they want to be submissive or obedient and just so happy about it. And I had never seen anything like that before. And low key, it really turned me on. There was even this weird audio thing that you had. Do people really listen to audios? Because, like, I'm so out of the loop, but it was set at, like, the free use fuck bunny resort, and it was about these two bunnies and they were competing over cock, and like it was kind of hot, but it was very degenerate, like very. I'm not judging, okay? Like I said, I thought it was kind of hot. So I was racking my brain for ways to cheer you up and get you out of your funk, and it felt like this was the solution. A bolt from the blue. So to answer your question, what's the point of my outfit? The point of it is, you're sad on your birthday, and I hate seeing my best friend sad. So, to cheer you up for your birthday, I thought that I could be your real-life free-use bunny girl, and to prove that I'm serious, I got dressed up as your sexiest fantasy. And I'm gonna let you... You know, fuck me, and I'll, do whatever you say. I know I'm saying that like it's a question, but it's just because I'm shy. It's actually not a question. I'm positive. Yeah, like anything, because that's what free use is, and I know that you know that. Try, name something. Yep. Yep, I would do that too. I would do that. Yeah, and that too. I guess I'm like a really, really, really good friend, huh? Try it. Tell me to do something. Oh, stick my fingers in my mouth. Okay. Fuck. I did moan. If I get a little self-conscious, I might flip out and bail, okay? So just don't make me feel weird, please. Okay. Yeah, I like to It was kind of hot to suck on something in front of you, and I guess most of all, I just liked doing what you said. I don't know. The whole time I was going into the free use rabbit hole, well, let's just say that my research turned into a 3-hour long gooning session, so I'm serious. Yeah. So, maybe keep telling me what to do? I mean, you're the birthday boy. You want me to crawl to you? Yeah? Do you want to see me on my knees for you? Yes, sir. Oh, sir. I saw one video where the bunny girl crawled toward her play partner and sort of like stuck her tongue out. Is that something that you want to see me do? Yeah? Okay. I got not your order for me, sir. Make sure I noise with my tongue out. Hi. I crawled on the floor to sit at your feet, sir. And I got drool all over myself while crawling. Pretty nice, huh? Are you enjoying your birthday present, bestie? And we're just getting started. Your cock has been getting hard in your pants for far too long. We gotta let it out. Oh, okay. Wow. This is turning out to be a present for me, too. Oh, fuck. I really like kissing your cock like that. Yes, I'll take it in my mouth. Fuck. Fuck, bestie. I'm a good for you, bunny girl, right? A good bunny girls always suck cock, right? Fuck. You've kind of always wanted to fuck me, though, haven't you, bestie? Did you ever think it would happen like this? Me just presenting myself to Oh, fuck. That was kind of messy. I'm so wet. Is it good? I practiced on my dildo. You know, there's another element to all that bunny girl media. I noticed that there's a heavy focus on breeding. And, is that what I'm gonna have to do to make this a perfect present, sir? Am I gonna have to let you breed me? Yeah. Is that right? Oh, fuck. Yeah, come down here. Look at that. I can pull this bodysuit to the side and show you my little pussy. Oh, you see that? Yeah. That's your pussy now. And am I gonna have to allow you to empty your fucking balls directly into my pretty bunny girl pussy? Letting you knock me up? Because from what I saw, the answer is a big yes. That's it. Put your perfect naked cock inside my aching pussy. Fuck. It really seems like that if I'm to be the perfect bunny girl, then I've got to beg you to breed me, and you've got to do it. Can you handle that, sir? Your fantasy is being made manifest. Will you accept the risk of busting inside my fertile pussy? I'll beg so good for you. Yeah. Fuck. I'll beg like a good girl when you're close to coming. You want a preview, or do you not want me to spoil it? It'll probably sound like this. Oh my god, please breed me. Yeah, give me your cum and let me hold it inside me. Fuck your fucking cum into my breedy little pussy. Please. I know, it's scary stuff, right? Kinda makes you think, silly me. I'm already doing it. Ended up with your bare dick pumping my little pussy, begging you to come inside me like a whiny little fucking slut. I'm free. Use. And it means nothing unless you do whatever you want to do, don't you get it? And I'll be so fucking sad if you don't breed me. Oh, I need you to breed me, sir, please. Please don't keep all that cum from me. Please don't keep it from me anymore. No, I don't want you to be jerking off anymore inside anything except for me. No more wasting it on tissues. No more using stupid fucking flashlights. No, you use my little free-use bunny girl pussy, okay? Okay? Huh? Okay? That's my fucking cum. That's my fucking cum. That's my fucking cum. That's mine. Oh, please breed me. I want your cum. I want to feel it deep inside me. come. You're gonna make me come. I'm a good girl. I'm a good cum dumb. I'm a good free bunny girl. I'm a good fuck doll. Oh. I want you to come inside me as often as you want to. That's your fucking birthday present. That's what I got you. I'm coming. Please come inside me, please. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. So warm. Was it okay for you? Are you sure? Okay, the dirty talk wasn't like too much. Okay, I know I was being a little crazy. But, well, I guess this would be a good time to say that, in addition to being your free use fuck bunny, I would also like to be your girlfriend. Please. Yeah, and at your birthday party, it's the perfect place to announce your new relationship. All while your cum is dripping out of my pussy. kiss me. I've never come that hard, by the way. No, I really haven't. Oh my gosh. Wait, are people here? Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. I have to get changed. You want me to stay in this? Oh my gosh, you're crazy. Okay. Only for you, though. And then after the party, you could take it all off me.